This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Millions of Americans are going to see more snow over the next few hours. The AP's Donna Warder tracks the severe weather across the nation.
Meteorologist David Roth of the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center says in California, winter storms will continue moving through the state through Wednesday.
The Sierra Nevada particularly is expected to get up to 2 to 4 more feet of snow. And even the coastal ranges, or the what they call the transverse and the peninsular ranges in Southern California over the next 2 days, there could be spots that get over 2 feet.
Roth says several inches more of snow are also expected for upstate New York, New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont. And he says there's a slight risk of severe weather for parts of Arkansas, Mississippi, and northeast Texas for Wednesday into Thursday. I'm Donna Warder.
Maybe you are one of the millions of Americans who have student loan debt. Well, today the Supreme Court hears two cases challenging President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. At stake, forgiveness of up to $20,000 in debt for more than 40 million Americans. AP Supreme Court reporter Mark Sherman.
The justices will be considering whether both the states and the individuals even have the legal authority to sue to challenge the plans, as well as whether the Biden administration has its legal authority to forgive student loans.
President Biden will be in Virginia Beach, Virginia today to talk about health care. He'll talk about what he says could happen to health care if congressional Republicans have their way with federal spending. China is worrying about what its schools teach. Beijing is ordering that schools stick closer to the dictates of the ruling Communist Party in legal education, demanding that schools oppose and resist what it calls Western erroneous views, like constitutional government. This is AP News. The AP's Norman Hall has a story about where the remains of a missing man have been found.
Argentine authorities say the remains of a missing man have been found inside a shark. The remains of a man who disappeared in southern Argentina early this month have been found inside a shark that was captured by local fishermen. A law enforcement officer says the family of Diego Barria recognized the remains due to a tattoo that was visible. Barria had last been seen near the coast riding his all-terrain vehicle late on February 18th. The damaged ATV was located February 20th on a beach near Rocas Coloradas. I'm Norman Hall.
Canada is now banning TikTok from all government-issued mobile devices. Western officials have been worrying about the Chinese-owned video-sharing app. TikTok is wildly popular with young people, but some worry that Beijing could use it to collect data on Western users or push pro-China narratives and misinformation. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.